Good evening, I'm Asad Ahmed. Flowers have been laid by the friends of a teenager who was stabbed to death at one of London's busiest tube stations last week. 15-year-old Sofiane Belamouadden from Acton suffered multiple stab wounds during rush hour at Victoria Underground station. Well, it's believed the teenager may have died during a pre-arranged fight. Here's Aisha Baksh.
In the ticket hall at one of London's busiest stations now stands a shrine. It marks a spot where 15-year-old Sofiane Belamouadden was killed, stabbed to death 3 days ago during the evening rush hour. All weekend, family and friends have been visiting to pay their respects.
I don't think it should have happened. It shouldn't have, didn't have to escalate that far.
Sofiane was a pupil of the Henry Compton School in Fulham. These friends from a nearby school remember him fondly.
He's popular, everyone, either knew him or you knew him through people. I don't think he would really pick a fight, what everyone's saying is going to be greatly missed by all his friends.
He's loved by everyone.
Police believe the attack was possibly the result of a pre-arranged fight. Ryan and Lianka told me they have seen tension among young people in gangs escalate.
So it just gets out of hand, and then it gets to the point where they can't fight with their fists anymore. So they decide to bring others and get involved, and then there's knives and everything happens.
Police are still holding 19 boys aged between 15 and 17 from West and South London in connection with the attack. Aisha Baksh, BBC London News.
Now, commuters on the Underground who face regular disruption through engineering work have been told they've got a further 8 years of delays ahead of them. London Underground have made the admission as the public grow increasingly frustrated with regular disruptions right across the network. Here's our transport correspondent, Tom Edwards.
Every weekend, thousands come to Camden, most of them travelling by tube. And plans to shut the station in the future on Saturdays and Sundays has angered businesses here.
If those days and those nights just aren't available to them, businesses will go to the wall, undoubtedly. And for this to happen at the worst point in the economy, the impact of this could be far more significant than the recession.
This is why lines are shut at the weekend. This morning we were allowed to film the engineering works at Waterloo. Billions are being invested in upgrading and extending the network. But critics say London Underground should consider shutting whole lines in longer blocks to speed up the work. But LU says closing sections at weekends is the best way.
We've got to do these programmes. We don't have an option. We obviously understand that we have to do some of this work at weekends. We do try and minimise it as much as we can. And we do also, when we look at closing the railway, where we can have alternative means of moving people around. But there's an inevitable degree of disruption that must take place. But we do try and minimise that.
London Underground and the contractor Tube Lines are currently arguing over how many more weekend closures will be needed on the Northern Line. But most lines have engineering work on them at the moment, and most suffer closures, meaning it can be tough getting around at the weekend.
Today it's been horrible because you can't get anywhere. And we tried to get to Victoria Station and we had to go around because we couldn't get on the Victoria line, couldn't get on the Circle line, and it's been terrible.
We're off to a concert to see JLS. There's a party of 10 of us, so if we can't get on the tube, we've got to get 2, if not 3 taxis, which is a bit of a hassle.
The upgrades will deliver faster, more frequent trains and mean more space for passengers. But after years of weekend closures, the bad news for travellers is there are still many more to come. Tom Edwards, BBC London News.
Now in London, over 4,000 people die prematurely every year because of our dirty air. That's according to a study commissioned by the Mayor of London, who says he's committed to tackling the problem and aims to meet the legal air quality targets by next year. Well, ideas on how he'll do it are being sent for public consultation. But there's already criticism that Boris Johnson isn't doing enough.
This document is more a wish list than a strategy. It includes 14 measures it wants the mayor wants the government to take to tackle this problem. And that's just not good enough. We need to see a lot more radical action from the mayor very quickly to tackle this huge public health problem.
Now in rugby, there are 2 results for you from the Guinness Premiership. London Irish beat Sale 38-0 and Saracens beat Newcastle 58-15. Now let's take a look at the weather forecast with Liam Dutton.
Hello there. It's looking very unsettled for us for much of the week. There'll be showers or longer spells of rain along with a chilly wind. And tonight the wet weather starts to set in, cloudy and damp, particularly for the second half of the night. So initially we start things off dry, but the cloud thickening up in the nighttime hours. That'll bring rain towards dawn, particularly south of town for Kent, across towards parts of Berkshire. And a mild night, 7 or 8 degrees, will be the overnight low. So for Monday morning then, not a great start to the day. Grey skies, some outbreaks of rain. It will turn drier around lunchtime, but further rain returns for the evening rush hour, so wet ends to the day. Breezy but mild, 11 Celsius the top temperature on Monday. Then for the rest of the week, well, it's not great really. It's showers or longer spells of rain, and it will feel cool outside, particularly in the strength of the wind. Goodbye.
Well, that's it for now. I'll be back with our next news at 10:50 tonight on BBC One. Join me then if you can. Until then, have a good evening.